The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra, Siman Kof Chav Dalet, Sif Alef, says as follows. Get shekosvoy al isura no kosher. If you write a get on paper, cloth, which is also about no, the get is kosher. And the Ramo writes on this, miu bedover shetzorach bir min oilum, betzorach sreifa, something that has to be destroyed or has to be burned, im kosav olav haget bottle. If you write a get on it, the get is bottle. Now the loshen bottle means that it's bottom of the rice, afilo lukula. The Rambam says whenever the Shulchan Aruch, the Loshen get bottle means that it's not a get at all. And she could go ahead and marry a kohen if her present husband dies. So, the Achrinim explain that the Rambam over here, when he says that the get is possible, the get is bottle because it's Tzorach Bir Min Oilam, he's not referring to the rule of Ksusa Mechta Shiyure, which means that anything that's required to be burnt is viewed as if it has no shear. We're not talking about that. So this klal only, because this klal only affects things that need a shear. We spoke about this at length in Daf Kof Aleph. And a get doesn't need a shear. A shofar, a lulav, esri, those things need a shear. So if you say ksusim ichta shiura, then it's possible because there's no shear. But a get does not need a shear. The Taz explains this over here. So as far as ksusim ichta shiura is concerned, there's no problem. But the rule that the Ramo is referring to is the din of Koloim Lisrif Kesor of Domi. So that could affect the get, because we consider the get as burnt. So some of Farshim use the term Oisius Porches Bavir, because the cloth, the paper, is nothing, is ash, it's burnt. So now the Psak of the Ramo is coming from a Ran, in Mesech's Gittin. The Ran on the Gemara that says, Kosve Al Isura No Kosher. The Ran starts off by saying that there's no issue of ksusim ichta shiura, like we explained. And he ends off by saying that according to the Manda Omar, that says, Kaloim elisra if yisor of domi, which is Rav Shimon from our Gemara, like the Achrinim explained, according to Rav Shimon, the get is bottle. Because we consider the paper as non-existent. As if it was burnt already. Now, the Ran does not offer a psak lahalocha. He doesn't tell us who the halocha is like. He just says that according to Manda Omar, Koloim Elisrif Seraf Domi, the get is bottle. Now the Rab Mo, Paskin Lamaisa, like Shitas Rab Shimon, from Arsugia, who holds Koloim Elisrif Seraf Domi, and he says the get is bottle. Now this Psak of the Rab Mo stimulated a tremendous debate among the Poiskim as to whether the Halach is like Rab Shimon, Taka, or not, or like Rabbonim. Because the Rambam is not clear how he rules. The Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas B'choikik both talk about different psokim of the Rambam, which may or may not indicate what he holds like. It's not, the Rambam, Shittas Rambam is not clear. The Ramo is being machriya that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Now, in any case, the Pri Chodosh and Ibn Ezra over there, he strongly argues on the Ramo. Now, one of his main proofs that we do not pasken like Rav Shimon is from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the Orla and Kloya Kerem is Matama Tumasoichlu. Now, we find in our Gemara that Rav Ashi asks Rav Kana on Rav Shimon that says Pora and Noiser are Matama Tumasoichlu, like the Gemara says earlier, because they had a Shasa Koysher, and Rav Shimon doesn't apply his Drosh of Oichel Shiata Yachel Achil Achirim if it had a Shasa Koysher. So Rav Ashi asks, that how could it be metame the Tumas Oichim Rav Shimon holds Koloim Elisrif Kesorav Domi, and here too Koloim Elisrif Kesorav Domi. So even without the Zeres HaKosov of Oichel Shatiyach Lachil Acherim, Pora and Noiser are supposed to be burnt, so they should be considered as burnt, and there's no food over here. So Rav Kana answers that they're metame Tumas Oichim through the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, which is a special din for Devorim Kadoshim, that a status of Oichel is given to to the Rakoidish, even though it doesn't, it's not really Oichel, and it has a possibility of Tumas Oichel. Now, we pass on like the Rabbonon, who say that all Yisra and Norm and Tamat Tumas Oichel, and Orla and Klaim are on the list, like mentioned before. Now, Orla and Klaim are both Tunim Sreifa Medereisa. Klaim is a Drosha, the Pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim says Pentikdash Amaleya, and the Gemara in Kedoshim Nunvavam Abayz is Dairish. Pentikdash is Pentukad Eish, meaning that Kloya Kerim has to be burnt by fire. Now, the source in the Torah that Orla needs Sreifa is a discussion in the Rishonim. It's clear in the Gemara that Orla has to be burnt. Rashi in the end of Temura, Lama Gimel Abayz, says that there's a Hekish from Orla to Klaim. But anyways, the Prichodesh approves from here that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, these two Yisuri Anov, Orla and Kloya Kerim, they can't have Tumas Eichlin. Because they're Kesorov Domi. They have to be burnt with the Raisa. Koloim Elisar Kesorov Domi. Now the Gemara's answer over here, where the Gemara answers by Pora and Noisa, the Gemara answers Chibas HaKodesh, that's not going to help us. Because that's only by Kodesh, by Pora and Noiser. Orla and Kleya Kerem are not Kodesh, it's Chulin. So you don't have the answer of Chibas HaKodesh. So we remain with the Kasha. So obviously he proves from here that it must be that we do not paskin like Rav Shimon, the Kolomilis of Sarav Domi. It's not Sarav Domi, and therefore there's two Masaych. So he's Chilik on the Ramah, and he says that the get is kosher. Or definitely not bottom of the rice. Now the Charmelech in Hilchos Gerishin Berg Dalet, he brings an interesting idea from the Chuvas Masas Moshe Simchov to answer this problem. The Masas Moshe says that this klal of Koloim Elisrev Kesor of Domi is only when the Torah clearly commands you to burn something. So Kachim Psulim, which is a noiser. Is an open mitzvah saseh. So noiser is a mafurish in the pasuk, besarafto is a noiser boish. And pigul and other psula mekdoshim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Psula Mekdoshim in the beginning of halacha of Perek Yotes, he says ubechlal ha noiser ha pigul v'chol psula mekdoshim. All the psulim is an arnichlal a noiser, just like the Torah is mechayiv, the noiser has to be burnt. All the psulim also. So it's a clear mitzvah saseh to burn noiser and all the psulim hakdoshim. So that's why the Gemara over here says that noiser is koloim elisrev kesarav domi. But klayim and surely orla, which is only a hekesh from klayim, are not mefurashim. Klayim is a drosha of tukadesh, pentikdash amaleh, pentukadesh, which is not a clear, open mitzvah saseh. So the Masas Moshe says a din sreif of this nature does not cause a din of koloim elisrev kesarav domi. So he explains that although the Torah does require us to burn or orla and klayim, it's a din deraisa, the basis of this chiyuv is that no one should accidentally derive benefit from it. Because it's also about no one. The Torah says get rid of it, then no one should be nene from it. And that's why the Torah instructs that we burn it. It's different than other than the mitzvah sreifa of kochim, which is a mitzvah mafureshes to burn. This is more of a hasoras mechshel. He points out that the Rambam in Minya Mitzvahs counts sreifas kochim as one of the tariyag mitzvahs, but sreifas orla and kalaim he does not count as one of the tariyag mitzvahs. Meaning that the din sreifa is just a derivative of the isra ano. It's not an independent mitzvah. So that's Masas Moshe's answer. Now, I'll end off with a similar kasha as before, but a different point. We know that pigul and noiser are one of the chayvei krisis. There's a chiyuv kares for eating a kazayis of pigul and noiser. So now we have a big dilemma over here. According to Rav Shimon, who says, koloim elisrev kesarav domi, and based on what the Gemara says over here, that according to Rav Shimon, there's no Shem Oichlim on Pigla Noiser concerning the Din Tumah, then logically and kolshekin regarding the din isra achila, they also should not be considered as oichlin. And the very essence of isra achila is to eat, is an isra to eat meichel aoser. And this is not meichel, it's not food, it's kasarif domi. So how is it possible to have an isra achila and the chiv krisis on eating pigel anoser? If it's true that we say kaloyim elisur kasarif domi, because of the din sreif. Now the Masas Moshe Svoros, I'm going to help us over here, because he was talking about Kalayim and Orla, which is not Mefurish. Over there he says there's no din sreif domi because it's not Mefurish. But Pigla Noisir, the din sreif is a mitzvah Mefurishes. They have a din kasarif domi. So how is it possible to have an Isra Achila by Pigla Noisir according to Rav Shimon? And the Gemara's answer of Chibas HaKodesh, which the Gemara says that's why there's a din Tumas Seichlim, Chibas HaKodesh is a rule for Tumah Mentara. And the Chayr is not going to help us for dinim like Yisuri Achila. So this Kasha I found, the Tverz Yisrael and Psochem Berak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, he addresses it. So now the truth is that the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, which I was assuming is only a din for Tumah Mentara, it could very well apply to the din of Surah Achila as well. Meaning that through Chibas HaKodesh, this concept of, well, we will consider something that's actually not food as food in order to be mechayiv for eating Devar Aser. And there's various sugyas and shas that discuss the din of Chibas HaKodesh, and some of those sugyas do clearly apply the din of Chibas HaKodesh to Achila, to Isra Achila. For example, the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Lamadal, it says that a person is Chayiv Malkas for eating Eitzim and Levoina of Kodesh Betoma. So Eitzim and Levoina, they're not food, but through Chibas HaKodesh, like the Gemara explains, they're given a status of food, and there's a Chayiv Malkas for eating them Betoma. So that Gemara is clearly saying the Chibas HaKodesh will work to make something food to Mechayiv Malkas for eating it. So it's hard now. It's hard to get now into the Piskei Rambam, how the Rambam paskins on this topic. The Nezakenim have a big discussion over this. So I'm just giving you an idea of the concept. Now the Tiferes Yisrael, however, he answers differently. So he doesn't use Chibas HaKodesh. He says that we find some places in the Torah where the Torah forbids eating something which is essentially not food. The most known example of this is Gira Noshe, according to the Mada Omar that holds Ein Begid Menoisin Tam. Meaning that that Mada Omar says a Gira Noshe is not really considered an edible cut of meat. Doesn't have Tam Bosor. And nevertheless, the Torah forbids it. That means it's not really a piece of basar. It's like atzomos of an animal. So you see from here that the fact that the Torah gives an isra achila does not necessarily prove that it's food. There's a concept that the Torah says don't eat something even though it's not food, like gira noshe. So he says the same thing would be with pigla noser according to Rav Shimon, even though it's kasarif domi, so we consider it as ashes, kasarif domi, but nevertheless the Torah says don't eat this ashes.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.